Hi, and welcome to the Shoot From The Heart podcast with me, Diane Bell. If you want to write a script, make a movie, or quite simply live an abundant and creatively fulfilled life, you are in the right place. Each week I'll share with you tips, techniques, and real-world information that will inspire and empower you on your path. Thank you so much for joining me. I am rooting for you all the way. Let's do this. Hello, gorgeous soul, and welcome to episode 84 of the Shoot From The Heart podcast. Today we are going to be talking about endings, the ending of your movie and the ending of the year. As we are coming to that time, we are coming into the very last month of the year. And if you know movies, you will know that the ending is sometimes the most important part. How a movie ends makes or breaks it, really. And I think it's the same for our years and our lives. How we end a year matters a lot. So this is going to be the topic for today. Now, if you are joining me, I'm actually recording this live in the Shoot From The Heart Society. So if you're joining me live in the Shoot From The Heart Society, hello, welcome. This is the recording of the podcast. I used to do this. I used to record the podcast live in this group. And then at a certain point, I just stopped doing that. And I just feel like I want to get back into that. So if you're listening to the podcast and listening to me speak this, join the Shoot From The Heart Society, join our Facebook group, and then you can actually watch me record this live and be part of it. And if you're in the Shoot From The Heart Society, I don't know if you know about the podcast, but please check it out. It's Shoot From The Heart, and you can listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts. So I just decided, let's just do this. Let's get back into doing the podcast live in the Shoot From The Heart Society. So that's what I'm doing today. And today our topic is the ending of your movie. Now, I personally believe that the ending of your script and the ending of your movie is one of the most important parts. Everybody talks about the first five pages, and it's true that the first five pages really, really matter, because the first five pages are how you hook somebody in. If the first five pages aren't really there, nobody is going to even stay with it or stay the distance with it. But the ending, to be honest, is the thing that makes or breaks a film. How many times have you sat in a cinema and it just like petered out the movie and just becomes forgettable and kind of blah? But how many other times did something just like hit you at the end? You're like, oh my gosh. And you walk out of the cinema just like, wow, 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 wow. And then you go tell all your friends about it. And amongst film people, a lot of us will say that it's the ending that will create that sort of viral effect of a movie. Because if somebody walks out of the cinema like, oh my God, that was incredible, they will tell their friends about it, everyone will go, and you have a hit movie on your hands. Whereas if the ending just sort of fizzles, it's not very satisfying, and it won't have that same effect at all. So what makes for a satisfying ending for a movie? I personally believe that the very best endings are this really beautiful mix of things, right? They don't want to be too shiny and happy and everything tied up in a bow. That doesn't feel good to me. I don't know about you. Occasionally it does. Occasionally it's amazing. But mostly it doesn't feel as satisfying as that kind of ending that feels really deep and nourishing and complicated in a certain way. So what do I mean by this? Typically, we have two kinds of movies. There are the Hollywood movies, and then there are the tragedies. And Hollywood movies, basically, the thing about Hollywood movies is they sell the big lie. And a Hollywood movie is almost always going to end on a high note. It's going to end happily. The hero is going to win. He's going to save the world. The woman is going to get the guy. Everything's going to be happy. Everything's going to be amazing. I have heard it said that the biggest difference between Hollywood movies and European or art house movies is that Hollywood movies sell that big lie. And it is an interesting thing. So the big lie is, we went to war, but we won and it's great, right? Now, the most simple version of that Hollywood movie ending, as I said, for me is not very satisfying. I don't know about for you. It doesn't feel real. If everything's perfect and everything's tied up in a bow and it's sort of like we gloss over the difficulties of the journey, it doesn't feel that satisfying. It feels quite saccharine and fake and not very believable.
Whereas if we have the happy ending, but it still feels like things were lost on this journey. This journey was hard and it cost us something. And yes, there are victories in it, but yes, there are losses too. And there are lessons learned and we've evolved. For me, that's 1,000 times more satisfying. And you're still getting the happy ending, but it's not like the sugar-coated saccharine, everything's perfect. So when I think of some of my favorite movies, and especially some older Hollywood movies, you'll usually find that sort of like nice little mix where not everything is tied up, not everything is perfect at the ending. There is this sense that things were lost, and there is this sense that things have changed, and certainly the hero or heroine has changed. They have been changed by what has happened during the course of the movie. They're not the same person as at the end of the movie that they were at the beginning. And neither they should be if the movie has been of any interest, right? They will have changed. Now, the other kind of movie that we have is a tragedy. And most Hollywood films do not go there. And that is when it doesn't work out, where it's a sad ending, where the hero doesn't get what he had tried to get. The heroine does not achieve it, right? And so this tragic ending is a different thing. It's a different beast. Now, with either of these kinds of endings, what typically will happen is that there's a moment before we get to the ending, which is like the exact opposite of the ending itself. So what I mean by this, if the ending is everything is amazing, the hero gets what he wants, and I'm just going to say the hero and he because whatever, we can see the heroine and she, or we can see the hero and she, or whatever we want, okay? But when we get to the ending and the hero does get what he wants, what will typically happen is that before that, there will be an all is lost moment around 15 minutes before that, 20 minutes before, right? At the end of Act 2, beginning of Act 3, there's this all is lost moment. This moment where it's like, it's never going to work. Like the team are trying to win and it's suddenly like they are not going to win. In fact, it's terrible. Right. So or the guy wants to be with the girl, but suddenly it's just like it's gone. It's awful. It's a mess. They're never going to be together. He's now going there. She's going there. It's over. You know, so this is that all is lost moment. And it's like we need to go into that descent to then bounce up to the like, ta-da, you know, oh, my gosh, what an amazing thing. What a surprise. Everything is fine after all. Hooray. Right. Celebrations. So on the flip side, though, if you have a tragedy, typically what will happen is the opposite of that. So before we get to the all is lost at the end of the film, there will be a moment where it seems like maybe it's all going to work. Maybe it's all fine. And then suddenly it's like, oh, no, it's not. It's totally not all right. As I said, there's not many out and out tragedies in Hollywood. In European films, we'll find more examples of them. In art house films, we'll find more examples of them. In the mainstream Hollywood film, we really won't find it. Now, besides from this, there's a third kind of film that I want you to consider today, which is also going to tie into what I'd like to also talk about, which is not just ending our movie, but ending our year. So what do I mean by this? The kind of movie I was thinking about is a franchise, right? And I have this theory that our lives are like franchises of movies. We are not just living a movie. Our life is way more complicated than that. What I like to think is that each year is like another year in the franchise of your life. So 2022 is like the 2022 version of your life, right? And every year is like a new franchise. Every year we have a new episode in this franchise movie history of your life. I love to think about it this way because then it's like, okay, each year is its own movie. How do I make sure that this movie is the best thing that it can be? How do I make this particular episode of the franchise into a classic, into the Oscar winning gold standard of my life? This is like the Godfather one. This is like the best. So with that in mind, when we come to the end of a franchise, if we're writing a script that's a franchise, we have a different duty than if we are writing a standalone movie. The standalone movie is going to tie basically everything up. But I think at the end of a movie that is going to be a franchise, there's obviously going to be some plot lines and some story that's going to continue into the future. We want to keep that open. We're not closing up everything. We're not resolving everything. But I think also there's a sense that the hero or heroine at the end of that movie has to take some kind of stock of where they've been and what they've done in order to grow and evolve into the next version of the film. If they just stay the same all the time, it becomes quite boring quite fast. So if we think of our own lives, what often happens at this time of the year, it's the beginning of December nearly, we start to feel like, 2022 didn't turn out as well as I'd hoped. I had hoped that it was going to be this and that and this. I remember in January, I was like, this is the year that I'm selling my script. I was like, this is the year that I'm making my movie. This is the year that whatever your big goal was for this year. And for many of us, what we'll be facing right now is we will discover that we didn't do it. We'll be like, what happened? 2022. Now, many of us then just sort of give up for the rest of the year. We're just like, well, let's put a pin on it and we'll start again in 2023, right? Well, 2023, clean slate, brilliant, new year, let's go then. So now I just get to eat lots of holiday food for the rest of the year and hibernate, and then reemerge in 2023 to be like, this is the year, this is the year, this is the year, this is the year. But what I would invite you to do is that instead of doing that, start thinking now how you want to set yourself up for the new year. Because a classic version in the franchise of your life is not going to happen magically when you just start on January 1st. It's going to happen if you start to plan it now. So the seeds of the next episode of the movie are planted in at the end of the last one. You don't wait to set up the new Marvel movie in the new Marvel movie. You're planning it in at the end of this one. You watch Spider-Man. It's like the end of it. It's like, whoa, okay, I can see what the next one's going to be. So this is a beautiful moment in your year and in your life, just as we're coming into the last month of the year, the last reel of the film of this year, to take a moment to really take stock of what this year has been, to decide what lessons you want to take from it, to decide what you need to forgive, forget, and let go of, and to start to decide what the next installment of this franchise is going to be, because it won't just happen by accident. So I ask you right now, in all seriousness, 2023, what do you want that year to be like in your life? Whatever 2022 has been so far, most of it is gone, for better or for worse. And you might be like looking back and going, it has been amazing. It's been the best year of my life. I am so happy. And if that is you, I am so happy and I'm totally celebrating you. If though you have some regrets, if you're feeling like you're not as far along as you wish you were, if you're feeling that you're a little bit stuck or you're a little bit going too slow, I just want to offer this to you. It's okay. It's okay. We just need to release it, forgive it, take the lessons, and move on. Eye on the next installment, because we are coming to the end of this year. This year is what this year is. Now, what I will say, if this has not been your most productive, most amazing, most successful year, and maybe it has, and if it has, I'm like over the moon, but if it's not entirely what you want, I want you to look to movies for your inspiration right now, because like we said, the Hollywood mainstream movies always end on this high, right? But just before that, we get the all is lost moment. Now, the reason that the all is lost moment occurs is because that's the moment where the hero or the heroine has to go all freaking in to get the result. Like, they don't give up. They don't just go, oh, well, that's it. I failed and that's that. It's like they have to call on something in themselves, which is so beyond anything that they have called upon up until that moment. And that's what propels that beautiful ending at the end. And so what I would give to you right now as we come to that moment of the year is no matter what has happened this year, there's still time. The biggest problem most people have going after their big dreams is that they lose faith. They look around and they see they're not as far along as they want to be, and they start to lose faith and they start to unplug their energy from what they're doing. Now, this happens in the year as well, because most of us start the new year. It's like January and everyone's like, rah, rah, this is going to be the best year of my life. This is going to be the year. I feel it. You look on Facebook at New Year's Eve and you just see everyone's posts. Oh my God, I'm so excited for this new year. This is going to be the best year. And then we get to the end of the year and it's like, well, I'm glad to be putting that year to rest. That wasn't a good year. Bring on the new year, because that wasn't very good. Who hasn't done that here? I mean, all of us have probably had at least one year we've done it, but a lot of people do this every single year. But what I want to suggest to you is that if we really want to make next year the best year, it starts right now. And it starts with you doubling down. Where are you unplugging your faith at the moment? Where are you shrinking? Where are you slowing down? Where are you sort of going, oh, well, it's nearly the end of the year. I guess it's not going to happen this year, but maybe next year. Because what will make next year different is if right now at this time of the year, you double down. You don't just put your hands up and put your feet up and decide, well, it's nearly the end of the year and nobody does anything anyway over the holidays. You know, in Hollywood, everybody always says this. Nobody reads anything. I mean, the town basically starts shutting down between Thanksgiving now. It's just done till January. And it's like our excuse. But what I want to give to you is that creates that pattern of, yay, new year, new life, fantastic, let's go. And then it's just like, wah, wah, wah. So let's break the pattern. Let's decide that right now is the most crucial part. Just like at the end of a movie, the end of the movie is one of the most crucial parts. You nail the ending of the movie, I swear you have a good movie. And if you nail the end of this year, if you keep showing up with all your energy, if you keep showing up with all your focus, with your dedication, if you keep on the track of making your dreams come true, I promise you, you will start 2023 in a completely different way than if right now you just unplug the energy and say, oh, well, 2022 didn't work out this year. So if you're in the process of making stuff happen, big stuff, whether you're trying to get your film off the ground, get finance for it, sell your script, whatever it is, what I urge you to do is double down now. Don't unplug. Don't say, oh, well, wait till 2023. Obviously, it's not going to happen in 2022. So much magic is still available to you in this year. Do not wait. Do not wait. So just like the hero of a movie who, when it's is having that all is lost moment, the hero does not back down. And if we can take a leaf from that and just go, right, let's bring it. Let's bring it. For the rest of 2022, I am all in. All right. I'm going to make the ending of this year the best. And it might even be a total pivot. It might actually be something that's like, oh my gosh, she seems so far away from hitting her goals. And then suddenly, in the last month, she just skyrocketed. Why not? Why not? Instead of, well, there was no hope of getting there. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those races where somebody is losing the race. They seem like they're really far behind. And then suddenly they just get this wind. Have you ever seen that in a race? And suddenly they're like, they're picking up the pace. You're like, look at that person. Look, let's be like that person. As we come to the finishing line of this year, let's pick up the pace. Let's make magic happen instead of like dwindling out at the end of the year. So if you'd like to do that with me, if you want to pick up the pace with me, if you want to give yourself some new tools, get yourself a little revved up. I have a couple of things coming up First of all, on December 1st, and this is completely free, we are beginning a 21-day meditation challenge. I am so excited about this, I can't even explain it. I've never done anything like this before. Although if you've been in my world for even a minute, you will have no doubt experienced one of my meditations or visualizations that I frequently share. I personally believe that a meditation practice is one of the most empowering, life-changing skills, things that we can develop without a doubt as artists, as creatives. It will give you better creative powers without a doubt. It'll give you a sense of peace, calm, a way of anchoring yourself when things get difficult, a way of staying steady, even in the storms, the inevitable storms of creative life. So if you want to join us, this is open to everybody. It's called Radiate Light. I will put the link in here afterwards. Please invite your friends as well. As I say, it's completely free and it's going to be incredible value, an incredible experience. 21 days, guided meditations, live Zoom calls where you can ask questions, get support. It's for anybody, whether you have never done meditation before and you're a little bit like, what is that about? If you have done meditation before, but you're like, it's not really worked for me, or I feel like I'm doing it wrong, or I don't like it, or I get bored. The other people it's for, people already have a practice. If you have a practice, you know there's a real power in being part of a group and doing it in a group. So whoever you are, whatever you are, I invite you to join us. It's going to be magic. We start on December 1st and we complete on December 21st. What a beautiful way to end your year. What a beautiful way to go towards the darkest day of the year if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, going towards the lightest day of the year. But for all of us, December 21st is the day the wheel of the year turns and we either start to increase the light or increase the darkness. So if you want to join me for that, please, please do. As I say, it's completely free and I would love it if you would invite friends too, because the more of us who will practice this, the better. We're going to quiet our minds, illuminate our hearts and get our inner glow on. It's going to be pure magic. The other thing that I have coming up in December is it's kind of like a planning party. It's a three-day masterclass called 2023 Year of the Impossible. And what we are doing in that is basically taking what we've been talking about today on a much deeper and systematic approach to releasing this year and setting ourselves up for next year in a way that gets us fired up, clear, a clear plan of action, a clear vision, a clear strategy, like we're ready to go. So if you want to create a really amazing year next year, if you're like, Diane, I want 2023 to be the best year of my life, I would really seriously consider joining this masterclass. It's going to be amazing. So you can, I'll put the link into our group as well. If you have signed up for the AIM Collective already, you're already in that. So you don't need to sign up. I know a couple of people have written to me saying, I signed up for the AIM Collective. Do I need to do this? And that's the other thing that's coming up. So in January, I am launching a new membership that is specifically about manifesting, magic, miracles, meditation. And this is called the AIM Collective. Every month we will have a live class on a different subject. There will be monthly book recommendations. There will be guest expert visits. There's going to be so many different things. It's going to be one of my big focuses next year. I just feel like this structure is a beautiful structure for me to do it in. So the AIM Collective, if you want more information on that, just send me a message and I will send you a link about it and you can read up and see if it's a good fit for you. And that will get you into the masterclass. So the masterclass is included and there'll be so many exclusive trainings in that group. All right, my loves, I'm going to wrap this up now. Thank you so much for joining me live. And if you came on here late, just to let you know that I've just started to do this thing where I'm going to record the podcast live in here. I used to do that and then I stopped doing it for a while, but I've just decided it feels like a nice thing to do so I can drop in and see people. But thank you so much for being here today. I love you so much and hopefully I will see you in something too. And I will be back next Monday to record next week's podcast. So if you'd like to join me, please do. I will be here in our group next Monday. One last thing. If you have any questions, if there's something you're like, Diane, I wish you would do a podcast on this or that or whatever it is, send me a message and send me the topic. I would love to hear from you. The best way to do that would just be on Facebook. Just send me a DM on Facebook, a direct message, a personal message, or post it in our group. Say, hey, Diane, and make sure you tag me in our group and just say, I would love it if you could do a podcast on this. I would love it to hear you talk on this subject. So please do. I would love to hear from you. All right, loves, thanks so much for being here with me live. Take care, and I will see you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. I know you can listen to so many different podcasts, so it really means the world to me that you chose to listen to this. If you've enjoyed this and you've had any value out of this podcast at all, can I ask a little favor? Could you please share it on social media or go to wherever you're listening to it and leave a review so that other people can find it? I really, really appreciate it so much. I love you so much, and I can't wait to see you the next one. If you want to get in touch at any point, send me a message, support@dianebell.com. And also check out my website, dianebell.com, and see what I'm up to. Hopefully I'll see you in the social medias. Take care, and I'll see you next time.